This is URN.
The first story today is from Shivani.
Thanks, Charlie. So things have been getting pretty heated in the studios just now, and we're going to tell you why. Privately educated people are dominating the top British jobs. And the Sutton Trust Education Charity shows that virtually every key profession is dominated by privately educated students. As a result of the research, an all-party parliamentary group has been set up to inquire into how to improve access for people from disadvantaged backgrounds to senior jobs. The charity campaigns for equal access to children of all demands tougher action to be taken place to help more bright state school students to access leading positions in the professions. Figures in the report show that one in three MPs was privately educated, as were half of the members of the Conservative cabinet. Even in Jeremy Corbyn's shadow cabinet, 13% of these members went to private school, but the national average figure is just 7% of people being privately educated. The report carried out goes on to show that 71% of the senior army officials, two-star generals and above, went to private schools. Only 12% attended comprehensives. In medicine, 61% of your doctors are privately educated. Only 22% of them went to selective state grammar schools. And just 16% of those went to comprehensive. 48% of civil servants were privately educated. Only 29% of those went to selective grammar schools, and 23% of those went to comprehensives. Even in journalism, the higher positions are dominated in the private sector by independently educated students, with 51% of those people having been to private schools. The chief executives of the FTSE 100 companies who were educated in the UK, 34% of those were privately educated. Almost half of the top actors and 42% of BAFTA award winners went to private schools. So guys, it really seems like everyone who has, like, if you're gonna have a top paying job or top position in a good firm, you've got to go to private school.
Yeah, I mean, even when you were talking about the actors, you have, I think, Eddie Redmayne, you know, obviously he's like a...
Cambridge educated.
Yeah, Cambridge, and he went to Eton as well. He was in the same class as Prince William.
Really?
So, yeah. So you have a lot of these actors who are actually privately educated. Emma Thompson, Stephen Fry, Hugh Laurie, you know, they all met in Cambridge and things. The thing is with me, I understand that in privately educated sort of institutions, you have a lot more opportunity available to you because you are paying for quality education.
You think the quality is higher?
Not necessarily with subjects, but there's a more diverse range. It can depend between different schools, but typically, yes, the standard of teaching is better because they do invest.
Mm-hmm. See, I would disagree with that. I wouldn't say the teaching is better.
Why?
I think, all, as we were saying earlier, outside of the studio, I think all the success that students get is from networking, because they're all in the same environment with people that are all influential, like their parents obviously are highly paid. But I don't think the teaching's better at all.
It can be, but not always.
In my family, we're blended. So my stepdad, his children went to private school and we didn't. So three of my mum's kids didn't go to private and three of them did. And the ones that went to private are have much lesser qualifications than we do.
Okay. But that might not necessarily be because of the school.
No, it doesn't, but they didn't get the same support that they needed that we did. There was no such thing as the support that's in place in state schools.
Yeah, I do see where Charlie's coming from.
For dyslexia and things like that. I don't know.
I think it might depend on the school, because I know the school I went to in England and in the States, they had really hands-on teachers who were very much into... They would look out for you and they would call you, and you had your own separate lessons. Like, I had a friend who was dyslexic, and I know in English, she would have a separate English class with other dyslexic students, and their class was... They wouldn't be at the same pace kind of as us, because obviously they had to do things either slower or faster.
Watch yourself, experience. I'm dyslexic.
Those are the wrong words. What I mean is that, like, they whatever help they needed, they were given.
Yeah.
See, so, I would argue against that. As a dyslexic, privately educated student, I would say that I was actually set back. Yeah. You know, people said to me, oh, don't worry about learning this because you'll be fine. You'll get a job anyway. Your dad will know someone.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think
the whole,
it's the school.
The whole nepotism thing. They were like, oh, yeah, your daddy will just get you a job. It's fine. And I was like, no, I really like science. See, and I want to understand it.
That's interesting because obviously I went to a state school and a lot of the teachers would always say, you really need to push yourself if you want to compete with these other students. So with our school,
that never did
they
happen
did.
In my
state,
school.
States say you've got to push yourself.
Yeah, they did. They pushed us very hard. I had so many, I remember organising so many after school revision sessions with friends, even our teachers saying, come on guys, we really want you to do well and beat these private school kids.
Well, actually, when I think about it now that you've said it, there's never been a time in my school where they were like, oh yeah, you can do better. I feel like when they gave us our results, they would either be like, oh yeah, I'm sure you
they
can improve here,
more.
Depending on how much the teacher liked you or not.
Really?
So I had one teacher who was always like, oh, you can definitely do better in math, let me help you, but she was a math teacher and she liked me.
See, that's
but
really
then no one was ever like, oh yeah, you can do better, oh, revise this. If I didn't show up for prep, it was like, okay, no tuck. Like, okay.
Yeah, so I like never had this whole no, like only one teacher really pushed me through my whole schooling career, and it was because like I was dyslexic, I didn't understand what they were saying, and they were like, ah, it's fine, you're fine, your parents are rich, it's fine, you'll get a job. My parents aren't rich. It's like private school has nothing to do with being well off, because it's about allocation of money, and like my parents chose to send me to a private school because they thought it would give me better opportunities, and I genuinely feel like the opportunities I've been given are better than if I went to a state school.
No, that's what the point I was trying to make earlier on.
I've had the opportunity to rub shoulders with some people whose parents have very high paying jobs and very high like senior positions in big corporate firms. If I get a good degree at the end of this and I go to them and I say at like some sort of school reunion or something, and I'm like, oh hey, I want to work for this bank. Your dad works at this bank. We should have dinner or something.
That's what I was saying. Because even with sports, with subjects, because obviously you have a wider range available to you in privately educated institutions. Mm-hmm. For example, you may get to learn ancient Greek or Latin or more kind of these kind
like
of subjects that
stuff.
We don't niche. Yes, that's exactly the word I was looking for. Those kind of subjects. Whereas in my school, like I wanted to learn these subjects, but I couldn't because they weren't available to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess with that, yes, I would say, oh, that's kind of a good idea to send your kids there. You get more opportunity. As Shivani was saying, rub shoulders with these kind of people in higher positions. It might help you with future careers. But all in all, I kind of like the fact that I went to state school because I've met people, rich, poor, normal
mix of people.
Of people, and we all just, no one judges. I feel like there's less kind of pressure, like who's richer or who's better. I feel like, I don't know if that's the thing amongst private school kids.
I mean,
but from the people I've met here,
people
they've said,
I went to school with, it was never really a thing. Well, granted, when I was in my formative years, like 13, I was in the States, and I was in private school in the States, and it was much different because it was just basically just like regular high school, except we paid. When I was younger, I was in private school in England, and back then no one really talked about what, like, I have a friend who on his 13th birthday his dad got him a Rolex.
Wow.
And back then we didn't know what a Rolex was. So we were like, oh my gosh, you just got a really cool watch. And I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until I told my dad. He was like, what? Like,
he's 13, he's got,
like,
a Rolex.
What is he doing with a Rolex?
I have my best friend dated a boy who had, like, so everyone gets given a car when they pass. That was just a thing that everyone at private school had. Everyone got given a car. This boy got given two Range Rovers that were just his with private number plates for both.
Fair enough, I don't have a Range Rover.
They were like the top of the range, like just released. They weren't like mummy's old Range Rovers, she got a new one. They were like brand new Range Rovers.
With private number plates.
I think it kind of depends though. I mean, on the person. Personally, I think that in private school I didn't push myself. I don't think I actually ever pushed myself education-wise until
Do you think
year
it's
12.
Because they...
I think we've moved completely
kind of
away from the headline.
Though.
We've completely moved away from the story.
I was just about to say, going back to the story.
Going back to the story.
Do you think it does... Do you think the private school
Do you think the private school system prepares you more for...
Yeah, this is the thing. This is what I'm, questioning. Because well, I went to a really good college, and a lot of the students there were from private schools. They'd chosen to leave the private school to go to that college because they didn't feel like the private school would... well, the parents didn't feel like the private school would help their children in the next step to university. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the private school students would say at college that they were... It was weird to be so independent and be allowed... Like, at college, they really were really informal. You called your tutor what you'd call your tutor here by your first name, usually.
It was literally like university life already.
And that, I think, prepares you for a job. And the private students were all telling me that they never had that at school.
I don't think private school systems prepare you for a high-paying, top-paying job. I don't think, after going to a private school, I don't think you're necessarily the most equipped student for I think private school education gives you the ability to network and get you the whole, like, nepotism sort of type of paying job. Like, you can get a job through knowing the right people or networking, as opposed to actually being the best person for the job.
Well, when you say the best, I mean, I think when you think of high ranking positions at, like, high ranking banks or investment firms or, you know, things like that, it's not just what you know, it's kind of like how you deal with people, how you deal with really wealthy people and you're handling their assets. It's not just about, oh yeah, I can do the economics of this and I can do all your accounting. It's also a lot of personal, a lot of connecting with people, networking, which I think private school does prepare you for a lot, because from a very young age you start to meet these people who could be your potential clients, you know, and it builds sort of trust, it builds a relationship with them. Like, if I were to go into the banking industry now, they're all of my friends' parents who would be the ones who are looking for private accounts. Those are the people who, okay, I know you, you went to school with my child, you know, I can trust that you're not going to necessarily rip me off, as opposed to someone that they've never met before. Obviously they would have a bit of trust. I think in some senses private school does prepare you for such a high ranking job, not necessarily for a high...
With the high ranking jobs though, do you think that comes more through word of mouth then?
So
where you are from and who you know, rather than your ability?
I think it's always who you know rather than your actual ability.
Yeah, I think you have to have a threshold of ability. You kind of have to have at least 80% of the ability minimum.
So you think the focus is less on ability as it is on basic...
I think once you have the required ability, then it becomes more about your connections.
Right.
Okay, guys, and that was a story about private school students excelling in and getting the highest paid jobs. But what do you think? If you have any comments on today's show, you can send us a free web text on urn1350.net. You can tweet us at urnpulse or send a Facebook message to URN News.
This is URN.